Promises are easy to make, but often hard to keep, which is why most New Year's resolutions fizzle out before Super Bowl Sunday. Commentator Judy Muller says there is help, but you have to know where to look for it.
Samuel Johnson once said that every man persuades himself that he can keep his resolutions and is only convinced of his imbecility by length of time and frequency of experiment. Well, count me among the imbeciles who, year after year, silently resolve to reform, even as we loudly declare our skepticism of the practice. My only resolution is not to make any New Year's resolutions, I tell a friend. At the same time, I'm quietly thinking, I'd sure like to lose 10 pounds, and maybe run a marathon, write a novel, become a gourmet cook, and redecorate the house. Oh, yes, and take more time to relax and go fishing. You see the insanity, which is why I'm pleased to report some new developments that may bring hope to compulsive resolution makers. Apparently, the marketplace is catching on to the fact that we all have a certain fondness for denial. For example, Amana has designed a new refrigerator guaranteed to take the edge off that New Year's diet. The door of this appliance is slightly curved with a reflective surface, making you look thinner than you really are, even as you open it to reach for something that will guarantee you aren't. A spokesman for Amana told the New York Times, "The design certainly takes away some of the guilt of going to the refrigerator. How comforting to know that you can have your resolution and eat it too." The Times also reports that science is finally turning its attention to the challenge of curing hangovers, which would certainly aid and abet the denial that goes hand in hand with resolutions to cut back on alcohol. One researcher has traced the cause of hangovers to small molecules called cytokines, the same little guys that course through the bloodstream when you have the flu, which is why hangovers and flu so often feel the same. That's the good news. They've identified the cause. Can the cure be far behind? Well, yes, unfortunately, but people who fail to learn from these repeated morning-after heads from hell can at least take heart that one day science may actually have a solution. In the meantime, it's either cut back, cut it out, or continue to listen in agony as those brain cells do their little dance of death. There is immediate help on another front, however. Help for all those busy working parents who feel guilty that they rarely have time to whip up great home-cooked meals. Those folks who resolve that this year will be different. A new product called InSync will allow you to be in sync with this nurturing vision without any real sweat on your part. It's a device which emits extremely realistic kitchen odors. The cookies may be store-bought, the meal may be microwaved, but the smells will say home cooking. All these devices are aimed at helping you meet your goals with a minimum of effort. As for me, I plan to keep my resolution expectations low from the get-go. I know, for example, that I can lose those 10 pounds. I lost the same ones last year.
The comments of Judy Muller, an ABC News correspondent and author of the new book, Now This.